This is Total Information AM on KMOX, and this is the birthday girl.
Hello.
Kat Neville is with us. How you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Always great to see you. Explore St. Louis, Vice President of Communications. Let's talk about your birthday. Let's talk about happy birthday. We are excited. But we do want to talk about St. Louis and five things to do. But before that, upgrades continuing for America's Center. Give us an update.
So, yes, the upgrades at America's Center, AC Next Gen, as it's called, our new hall, 72,000 square foot hall that has natural light, which is a really big trend in the meeting and convention industry. It is now open and running. We've already hosted, we just had a group of thousands of veterinarians in, and we're hosting our annual meeting there later this month. We also have our new culinary garden. There are 42 raised beds that are outside to the west, and we are going to be able to grow our own produce and really kind of improve our sustainability because we won't be trucking in a lot of that produce. Events are going to be able to take place in the culinary garden. We're working on the new lobby. And then the loading docks, we've doubled the number of loading docks. Those are fully enclosed. And so along Cole Street now, these huge trucks, when they come in and out for things like Pink or big conventions, it's totally enclosed in the building and no longer an impact on the neighborhood. And we've doubled the number. So that just makes it even more appealing to larger conventions and meetings, which is why having Hall 4X is so important. We're working on a new lobby so that way we can layer convention activities so that we can do Hall 4X, 4, and 5 with one lobby, and then the Washington Avenue lobby can serve Halls 1, 2, and 3.
I did get a little sneak peek tour of the work
with
Brian, yes, on the golf cart. And it's funny that you mentioned the loading dock because people probably think, who cares about the loading dock?
Yeah.
But it was really impressive because before on Cole Street, those trucks would just have to sort of, you know, in the middle of traffic, try and back up to a loading dock.
Yeah.
And now they can just kind of drive in and do a little loop. I imagine people like that better.
If you aren't in the meetings industry, you don't really understand how important the logistics are. It's incredibly important when a meeting planner is looking for a place to host an event that that requires maybe, you know, 10 different trucks to bring in all of their stuff. You know, when you make it easy, it's easier to say yes and sign a contract with St. Louis.
Let's take a look at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yes.
I will be there tonight in an event that you and I used to co-host together.
Yes.
March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction. It's going to be awesome. The new lobby lounge at the Ritz.
They took about 4 months to redo, and being the Ritz, they very artfully kind of like made it so that the guests weren't fully aware of exactly what was going on. But it's a beautiful redo. They kind of flip-flopped where the bar and the sushi bar are located, enlarging the actual bar. There's a ton of wonderful food that's available. You can do an omakase dinner sitting at the sushi bar, which I would highly recommend. But they also have things like burgers and tea wraps are on the menu, and Caesar salads, so classics as well. And they have a fantastic bar program. They have an ice machine like right there where they can make the crystal clear ice. They actually are able to take glassware and like immediately chill it down so they don't have to keep all the glasses like sitting in a freezer if you want to have your beer, your cocktail in a chilled glass. And the design is really beautiful. It's the same company that redid the Chase Park Plaza. And so it's very modern, very warm. So you're going to see updated lighting, updated furniture, but it still has that wonderful Ritz feel, which, you know, a lot of locals don't necessarily go hang out in hotel bars, but the Ritz is an exception. I think it's a place where locals feel like you can go and kind of, you know, it feels like a very special date night and kind of get your groove on because live music is now back starting this month on Friday and Saturday nights.
Nice.
All right. We are pretty much out of time, but
yes.
We got to quickly, the five things to do this weekend in St. Louis.
Yes. $1 million drag race at Worldwide Technology Raceway. The Balloon Glodio, which sounds super fun, at Brookdale Farms on the 13th and 14th. The Taste of Black St. Louis is taking place on Memorial Plaza on Market Street. And then there's a Korean Harvest Festival in Tower Grove Park. Last but not least, it is Music at the Intersection, which is taking over Grand Center. I have an entire group of media that I'm going to be hosting. It's everybody from Chingy to Chaka Khan. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Wow. It's a busy birthday for Kat Neville. Happy birthday.
Thank you.